just in. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.
Okay, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
I was talking to you specifically, but...
Oh, well, I was talking to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But
and to Gary. That was mostly aimed at you. I was hoping if it would ricochet onto Gary over there.
I really, really appreciate all your help, Patrick.
Thanks. Well, thank you, yeah. It's good to know that I can do something right.
You can do plenty right.
Thanks, Gary.
I'm here for you.
Okay. I think that wraps it up, doesn't it?
Well, I guess that now that it is wrapping it up, we should tell you that you should stay tuned to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver or CITR.ca and listen to Gary on Radio Free GAC.
Do you have cable radio on CITR?
Yeah, cable 102.
Cable 102.
Mm-hmm.
Same frequency.
That's great.
And then the jazz show is on at 9. And we have a new show on tonight.
Oh, get out. Midnight?
Midnight with Robert Privet. I don't know what his show's called, but he's in the lounge. And if he comes in and if he's listening... And we thanked him for listening, then he should come in and announce what his show's called.
But if not, I'll drag him in during my show.
Yeah, but great guy. I'm sure it's going to be a great show. I know he's going to be playing the Dylan Thomas that I meant to play but forgot to. And I'll be back next week. And you can listen to the podcast at CITR.ca. And then after that, after the 14th, we've got Patrick's Side of Monday for 3 weeks.
That sounds like a good period in my life.
I'm so excited because I get to listen to it from home, mm-hmm. and feel warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask Darren. Maybe he'd like to join me. Darren, if you're out there, I don't know if you'd like to join me. It'd be good to have you as well.
And Ben Lai is gonna be
Ben Lai, also.
I'm sure you could get some green belt.
It's gonna be a festival. Okay, well, if I can just stick my foot right in here, I'm going to end the show with the title track from Armin Shawbrook's 1974 album, I Came to Visit, But Decided to Stay. And aww. It's a hell of a song. Gary, you can fade it out when it hits 7:30, which is in 30 seconds.
I think that song is for us, because you first came mm-hmm. by and now you're
exactly.
taking over.
You read my mind.
This is our song.
Here we are. This is Armin Shawbrook. Thank you very much.
Peter, you gotta break your rule, gotta let me know. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
With New Theory, and that comes off the 2009 EP Life of Leisure, which is available through Mexican Summer as vinyl or MP3. And Washed Out is the work of Ernest Green. He's a musician based now in Perry, Georgia, though he grew up in South Carolina. He did some instrumental hip-hop through the project called Lee Weather, and then he did some production work for the dance act called Bedroom before retreating inwards. He's living with his parents now, although he did get married as well, too, after graduating from the University of Georgia. And Life of Leisure first came out through Mirror Universe as a limited release on cassette before internet hype brought him to the Mexican Summer label for a reissue, and even brought him to CMJ up in New York as well, too. So, howdy. It's time yet again for another episode of Radio Free Gag here, your cinematically inspired show here on UBC's glimmering community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us online at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll lead you on with my innocent voice until 9 p.m. 604-822-2487 is the phone number for the booth here, and radiofreegak@gmail.com is what you can do to email me. So tonight, we'll venture into some moody electronic texture here, mostly focusing on a subgenre of music that's popped up in the past 6 months. It's been called various names: chillwave, glo-fi, hypnagogic pop, dreamwave, things like that. But yeah, we'll sort of stick with these sort of moody textures. We'll throw in some dubstep towards the end just to shake your reverie, and then we'll throw some additional analog electronic sounds to shape things out. But let's listen to a few songs in whatever this genre of music's called first, and then we'll explore some of the roots later. So First up is Night Jewel, and that's the work of Ramona Gonzalez. She's a composer, songwriter, multimedia artist based out of Los Angeles. She toured through Vancouver and the West Coast with Telepath on their summer tour, and from her self-released UFO EP, here's Night Jewel with We Want Things.
Thank you.
Neon Indian with Mind Drips, and you can find that off the Psychic Chasms album, the band's debut, which came out earlier this year through Lefse Records. And Neon Indian features Alan Palomo and Alicia Scardetta, and one of them's in Brooklyn, the other in Austin. Though live, they expand into a quintet that approached their recorded sound. And Palomo worked briefly with Ghost Hustler, which released a few singles during last year's Blog House Hype, and he also has a glossier-sounding solo project called Vega.
Do you like having fun and winning cool prizes? Then you gotta check out the Sustainability Television 2009 Youth Media Contest.
Sustainability Television and the Sierra Club of BC want your creative, fun, and inspiring poems and essays with pictures or videos describing what you're doing to make your community more sustainable.
There are tons of totally rad prizes to be won. In addition to cash prizes, sponsor prizes include a $10,000 25-day river excursion, a recycled PC laptop, passes to Y Yoga and Sempre Viva Yoga, organic grocery delivery from Spud, as well as visits for you and a friend to Whistler's Zip Trek Eco Tours, and much, much more.
The contest runs until January 9th, 2010. But the sooner you enter, the more likely you are to win. Check out sustainabilitytelevision.com for full details. And tell us what you're doing.
You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver. So, from what you can tell, at least from the songs we've played so far, there's definitely a hazy feel, as the music relies on Vinch's synth sounds processed through delay reverb, as a similar to like a shoegaze or dream pop approach, sort of like Dead Can Dance and all those wonderful 4AD and Beggar's Banquets bands. And it sort of fits in well with me because I'm just sort of coming up with the flu and haven't been sleeping well, so you get that kind of lucid dream feel. What we'll do right now is we'll listen to a couple vintage Canadian tracks that could be considered source material for all the chill wavers. And we'll start off with a Ceramic Hello, and they were an act that included a former member from Toronto new wave band The Spoons, not to be confused with the Austin rock act just called Spoon singular. Ceramic Hello released they only released one album in 1980. It was called The Absence of a Canary, which was later reissued in 2006 by a German label Vinyl on Demand. Included demos for a proposed second album, along with some collaborations at the time with Jaw Wobble and some early William Orbit production before he became a big, big-time producer. And the handy thing with the CITR archives here is we actually do have one of the original pressings that came out through Mannequin Records of The Absence of a Canary. So what we'll do then is we're going to cue up the vinyl here. And from that album, here's Ceramic Hello with Geometry. And there's Eco, spelt I-K-O, with Radioactive Mist. And that's off the album 83, which was released in 1982 through the Montreal label Manhattan Formula. And I couldn't find out much about them, so I'm going to say not much is known about Eco and the Manhattan Formula label. But the label lasted for a couple of years, releasing 12 inches by local artists in the Montreal area, like France Jolie, Arduini, and Mike Dozier. Names that are sort of familiar, but again, I don't really have much to work with at that point. So stick around. We're going to still listen to a bit more Glo-Fi here. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Radio Free GAC.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
I'm sure if you would have bumped into me a couple days ago, I would have sounded as coherent. This is GAC here. One of the bands that acts as a forefather to the entire Glo-Fi movement is Animal Collective, who had a breakout year here in 2009. After releasing perhaps the best album this year, which is Merriweather Post Pavilion, they just put out an EP called Fall Be Kind through Domino, and it has some of the songs they recorded during the same sessions as the Merriweather Post Pavilion. We'll listen to a guest appearance on a Deer Hunter side project afterwards, but from Fall Be Kind, here's Animal Collective with Bleed.
Yeah, those red moments burst in like pretty early on, but then I also
Yeah.
And there we had Atlas Sound featuring Noah Lennox, though we know him better as Panda Bear from Animal Collective. And that song was Walkabout. And Atlas Sound is the solo project of Bradford Cox, leader of the band Deer Hunter. And Walkabout came to life after Cox's jealous reaction to Animal Collective's Merryware Post Pavilion. But that prompted again in touch with the Baltimore Quartet on collaborating, and that's what we heard there. And you can find Walkabout on the album Logos, the Atlas Sound released. And if you're interested in collaborations, he also works with Leticia Sadier from Stereo Lab on another song as well. Listening to Radio Free Gak here, the entire episode is going to be focusing on hypnagogic pop, the idea of music that you could basically sort of lucidly dream to as though you could control whatever happens in your mind. And it also brings to mind the idea of sort of like summer nostalgia, which is sort of one of the things that helped prompt it in the past little while. I'm not sure if what made this summer a bit more exemplary than others, but I guess the combination of the records that were available for people to sample from and what people wanted to listen to and what people felt like listening to, it sort of matches well. And based on the weather we have right here in Vancouver, which is definitely on the cold side, but I'm not going to say it's super cold, but it definitely is on the nippy side of things on the tundra. It's wonderful to sort of like sit back and actually just sort of relax too, and especially for the students here right now, since it is exam time, it helps to have a little bit of release that way. So what we'll do is we'll listen to a couple things based loosely around Florida, where it's pretty summer all the time there. And we'll hear right now someone called Million Young, which is the alias used by Mike Diaz. He's from South Florida. He put out an EP called Sun Dream, which you can find through Tumblr, if you spell sun with two N's and dream with two M's. And yeah, you can download it for free. And from Sundream, here's Million Young with Chlorophyll. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be right back. And there's Universal Studios Florida, or USF, with Frozen Bayou, and that features vocals and other beatbox technique there by Alaska's. And that comes on the Ocean Sunbirds album through the label Little Fury Things on CD. And as is common in the chillwave scene, it also comes on cassette through Animal Image Search, so you can leave it out on the dashboard in the sun and watch even warp even further. And USF are University of Washington students Jason Baxter and Kyle Hargis. And Alaska's is the alias of Dylan James Rigo, another Seattle-area beatboxer. And on the Ocean Sunbirds album, USF are joined by a couple other Seattle-based acts. There's also including Big Spider's Back. And then from Florida, they're joined on one track by Blind Man's Color. You're listening to Radio Free Gak.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as far as I'm so bad.
Of course, since it is exam time right now, hours of all of the businesses here at AMS within the sub-building are using different hours, so be aware that you may not expect everything to be open all the time as the holidays approach. You're listening to CITR here. We are slowly going to drift away from Chillwave, though things will remain very mellow and dreamy. Junior Boys, of course, are another electronic act, and they had a banner year themselves with the release of their third album, Begone Dull Care, wearing the Hamilton Boys' partial relocation to Berlin, Heart on the Sleeve, with more beats on the album. But what we'll do, actually, is we'll listen to a track that appeared hasn't appeared on any album yet, aside from a compilation mix that they did for Body Language. So off the Body Language 6 compilation, here's Junior Boys with No Kind of Man.
Out, you say, 'cause I don't care. let them crowd and stare. It's no use, I knew it all along. You'd follow me and you'd be wrong. 'Cause I'll hide away and I'll never stand here with you. No kind.
Toronto, that is Madrid, and that's the XI, or I guess the Roman numeral for 11, remix of Iron Ways, a song that was posted on the YYZ record label site freely in the past few months. And Madrid are the project of Duncan Christie and Adam Perry, and they're preparing their first album away from their old label, Aporia, which was a Universal sub-label. And yeah, for YYZ Records, they should have it released early in 2010. You're listening to Radio Free GAC.
Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, this is Radio Free GAC here. We have a few, about 25 minutes left to burn here. We should be fine. And what we'll do is we'll hop from this year's big genre to the decades. So let's get sinister with some dubstep here. And the hyperdub label is at the forefront of the rapidly fragmenting style known as dubstep, mixing drum and bass, grime, R&B, and Jamaican dub into a multitude of dance floor head nods. Hyperdub just released a compilation called 5 Years of Hyperdub for their anniversary, and here's a couple cuts from the double album, which features classic and unreleased cuts across both discs. So here's Joker, 18-year-old from Bristol, and this is one of his finest moments here. This is Digit Design on CITR Vancouver. We'll be right back.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Peckham. This is Mount Kimby, and off their EP Maybes, that was William. And the duo are in another browser window, sorry, as we topo. This is Don Maker and Kay Campos, who met together in university. And now they're based in London, mixing dubstep, wonky, and hip-hop. And as you can tell, there's a wonderful sort of audio texture there. And they've released two EPs this year. Maybes came early on, and they've released a new one called Sketch on Glass, which is wonderfully consistent as well, too. So if you have a chance, try to locate that. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here as we are trying to speed through what we have left here as part of our chillwave, glo-fi, mostly mellow music here. And what we'll do, let's give up some Vangelis here. And he did this score for a Japanese film called South Pole Story, but when it was brought into North America, it was renamed Antarctica. So without going any further, here is the theme. the background here, listening to Gil Millay as he does the theme to the 1970 or 71 film The Andromeda Strain, one of the first Michael Crichton adaptations that came out. And Millay worked on various films, including Judge and Jake Weiler, My Sweet Charlie. He also did a lot of TV series as well, too, like Columbo, $6 Million Man, and Kolchak, The Night Stalker. But he also had a whole bunch in the 50s. He was more of a painter and sculptures that were displayed throughout New York galleries. He also created the cover art for a lot of jazz luminaries like Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk, and Sonny Rollins. He also played the tenor, baritone saxophone as well, too, in a couple of pieces. And one thing I forgot is I think I sped through the hyperdub sequence, but too quickly. I left out that a zombie and his track Tarantula was played there as part of the 5 years of hyperdub there. So, sorry about that, but I'll make sure I get an updated playlist available on the podcast there. Speaking of which, in case you've missed any of this week's show, you can easily subscribe to that podcast through the CITR website. Just go to www.citr.ca, and you can plop in that little XML link into iTunes, and then you can synchronize and listen to your heart's content. And that site, again, is www.citr.ca. So stick around. If jazz is your bag, then at 9 p.m., stick around for Gavin Walker and The Jazz Show. And if you're up at midnight, we have a debut of a new show coming up here. And that's Rob, and he's bringing you Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. It sounds like it's going to be a mixture of punk, rockabilly, and songs with a strong lyrical and melodic bent. So stick around for that. I'm curious to see what that's like. And yeah, that'll be from midnight to 1 a.m. Otherwise, then, aside from the wonderful ghost mix that leads you to 6 a.m. on Tuesday, it'll be Pacific Picking for all your folkgrass needs. So that's it for Radio Free Gak this week. Next week, still have to figure out what to do, whether it's going to be the 2009 best of, or whether it's time to do some Christmas music. Because I'm not totally sure if I would be listening to some yet. But at the very least, we'll close off with a track here that sort of continues with our little chill wave vibe here. And originally this act was named after, you know, Star Wars. So this was Uncle Owen and Beru. But over time, Beru became the alias by Jessica Collins here. And this was found on the Infinite Fjord sampler through the label Thor's Rubber Hammer. And this is an excerpt to Prophecies of Love and Gravity's Power. So enjoy yourselves. Stay warm, Vancouver, and we'll catch you in 7 days.
I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you.
You are listening to CITR, FM and cable, 101.9, or on the web, www.citr.ca. The time is 9 p.m. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo.